Have you ever struggled with fear in your life? Have you ever had the thought that I am not brave? Well, I'm here today to tell you that you are. Welcome to the Brave Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Newland, and I'm so glad that you're tuning in here today. Each week, a friend and I get together and share stories of what makes them brave. So sit back, relax, enjoy your favorite cup of coffee or tea, and get ready for some engaging conversation. And remember, no matter what your story is, you are brave. Hi there. Welcome to another episode of the Brave Podcast. I'm your host, Alexis Newland, and I am stoked to have you listening today. Today's guest, today's podcast is a little bit of a different format that I have done in the past. Usually I interview people who are directly connected to the story, like they're giving their story, but this one's a little different and I love it. This is Kyle from GFC Productions, and he is talking about a show that he was involved in called Jesus and Big Joe. Now, this podcast is a 7-episode narrative podcast and basically shares Big Joe's life from being this amazing up-and-coming football player to pretty much losing everything. It is an amazing story, and you can see how Jesus is weaved throughout this story. I absolutely loved being able to talk to Kyle and find out about why he was involved and why it was important for him to share this story. So if you have not heard of this podcast, I'm going to link it in the show notes. This is definitely one that you're going to love. I binged this as soon as I got done with the interview, because I kind of listened to a couple of clips. I listened to the whole thing and I could not stop listening. It's a great, great show. So I highly recommend it for you to go and listen to it. It's called Jesus and Big Joe. So without further ado, here's my interview with Kyle from GFC Productions. All right, Kyle. So I'll have you introduce yourself and then we will get on with the interview. That sound good?
Sounds good.
All right.
Hey, before we started though, I wanted to just ask you really quick. I listened to a few episodes as well and was just poking around online a little bit. I'm a little technically challenged, so it's proof that there is a God that I even got a podcast done at all. But it sounded like you had some amazing sort of medical challenges that you were able to overcome, or that God helped you overcome as well.
I did. Yeah. Stage 4 cancer. And my oncologist told me that I would probably die by the time I hit 50. And hearing that at age, let's see, I was 34. Hearing that at that age, I really freaked out and was really just like, okay. And then I prayed and the Lord is like, you're going to be fine. You're going to have a long and abundant life. I'm like, okay. It was by grace of God, all of like me finding that oncologist, everything. Cause I was at a doctor before who I pretty much felt like I was his lab rat. And he was basically doing biopsies and treating with medication, which I found out later from my current oncologist was totally unneeded and was harming my body. And wow. It was a blessing to find this guy. I put it on Facebook that like my previous doctor was like, the tumors are actually growing more. Whatever he was doing, he was aggravating things. And I found out through via email that my tumors had grown. Like he didn't even tell me. I just got an email and that's how I found out and really freaked out. I put it on Facebook and my friend's mother is one of the head nurses at SeaCare, which is a cancer place in town. And she immediately got me an appointment with this oncologist who was like, stop going where you're going. Come with us. Get a new endocrinologist. This person is not doing things the right way. So he basically said, we're not going to treat you anymore. We're going to use your current medication. So I take Synthroid, which is a thyroid medication, to regulate my thyroid hormone. My tumors are weird. They're in my lungs, but it is thyroid cancer. So they still respond to thyroid medications. Basically, my current oncologist used my thyroid medication at a higher dose to stop my tumors from growing, and it worked. So they don't grow. It's crazy. Yeah.
And there, I feel some parallels there too with the story of Big Joe, because I don't know if, have you heard the whole podcast yet?
I have not. And I was going to ask you, how did you come up with this name of Big Joe?
Big Joe hosted a Bible study at his house, and there's another Joe in the Bible study, and you know, Big Joe's 6'6", 280 or so, and the other Joe's like 5'6", 140. So they call Big Joe, Big Joe, and the other Joe's Little Joe. So it kind of stuck with in naming the podcast.
Okay. All right. So let's get into your story and hear what had you start the podcast. So have you introduced yourself?
Yeah. Hey, Alexis. I'm Kyle Hogan. I'm the producer and writer of the 7-episode narrative podcast, Jesus and Big Joe. Okay. And it's really a story about why we can know that there will always be hope, even in the darkest seasons of our life and in the darkest places in our life. And obviously, you could tell from the title that that reason is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So yeah. The 7th episode just came out about a week ago. So it's a 7-episode narrative podcast.
Okay. And, you know, narrative style is one style I haven't gotten into yet. How did you choose that style? How did you choose this podcast? How did everything get started?
Yeah, it's really interesting because I've been working on this project for about 5 years on my own time away from work. And when I could sort of find the time to continue the journey on it and continue the work on it. Okay. And the Lord just put it on my heart. It's amazing to think how he put all of this together, because I've known Big Joe. He's older than me, but I've known of him and been around him for a long time. And part of his story is that he was this amazingly gifted football player, basically the best offensive lineman in the country as a high school senior, where he had NFL players telling him, you have the ability to skip college and just go to the NFL. I mean, you're that good. But the NFL has a rule where you have to be 2 years out of high school, basically, to be able to go. So he couldn't do that because of those rules. But he was that good. He was that gifted of an athlete and a football talent. But I had been around him, not friends or anything, but I'd known him because we went to the same school for a while. But as time went on, I mean, many, many years later, I started hearing about some of the things that Joe was going through. I mean, this was a guy that was destined for the NFL and millions of dollars and fame and everything that comes with that. And then I slowly started to hear some of the things that he was going through, that his football career come to sort of an end unexpectedly. And these other things had taken place in his life where he actually underwent 18 surgeries. The 15th surgery was what they call a four-quarter amputation of his right arm. And through that time, I also came to find that that's how he was introduced to Jesus, and Jesus saved him and helped shine a light into that darkness that he was experiencing at that time of his life. And now, I don't want to give away everything with the story, but obviously he's a Christian and he puts his hope and faith in Jesus Christ, and he's affecting lives and introducing Jesus to lives across the world. So it's really an amazing story about how even in our times of suffering, God is there and he's working and he's weaving the threads of our lives to make us the people that he wants us to be, that we can still maintain hope even in those challenging times. So that was a long explanation, but I hope that answered your question.
It really did. That is really, really cool. I love that you're telling his story. How does it feel to tell someone else's story on a podcast?
You know, it's a delicate balance, to be honest with you, because, you know, and it's interesting that it's a testimony is what it really is. It's a Christian testimony. And a lot of people, if in certain types of churches, they will stand up in front of the congregation and give their testimony about how Jesus Christ saved them or changed their heart and their soul and why they became a Christian. And that's really ultimately what this story is it's a puzzle of Joe's testimony about Jesus Christ and why he puts his faith in him. So I wanted to honor that because it's a very sacred thing, you know, people's testimonies. And there's a character in the story, his name's Paul, and he is one of the people that attends Joe's Bible studies. And he really has a line that I really like, because the story is about Jesus and his effect on Big Joe's life, but it's really a story about Jesus, you know, and Big Joe's a part of this story about Jesus. And Paul says in the podcast that all of our testimonies are amazing, you know, and he says, yeah, Big Joe's is particularly interesting, but everybody's testimony is a miracle. And so it was really an honor to tell that story because of how far Joe has come and what the Lord did in his life. But I also wanted to remember that the Lord has done that miracle many, many times over. And it's his power that is able to accomplish that. So, but it was an amazing opportunity to be able to convey that to people and hopefully reach out to some people who haven't experienced yet and maybe change a few hearts.
Definitely. So how many episodes is the podcast going to be total?
It's 7 episodes total.
And that's it?
That's it. So the first 4 were released on the first week. And then every Thursday after that, episode 5, 6, and 7 were released. So it's a 7 episode narrative podcast.
That is so fascinating. Are you going to produce more stories?
Like a limited series, you know, if you will.
That's really fun. Because I'm not that at all. I do like a weekly one. And to imagine doing 7 and then be done, like, wow. Are you going to share more stories or about people like Joe?
I'm certainly open to it. When the Lord put this particular story on my heart to do this, and I'll never forget it. And I actually started it as a documentary. I knew that there was no way that I was going to be able to have a crew and a cinematographer and an audio guy and myself. And so I sort of researched and found a way to be able to do everything sort of run and gun style on my own, using an iPhone and a lav mic that I learned how to use, you know, efficiently. And so, I mean, I have a skill set, but the Lord really put this story on my heart. As I mentioned, it's been 5 years in the making, but I'll never forget it. When I was in Joe's house filming one day, his mom, Brenda, who's the main character in the story, kind of pulled me aside and said, I am curious why you're doing this. Because it was a very difficult story for Joe when he was going through these surgeries. It was in the heart of the opioid epidemic. There were a lot of doctors out there just prescribing opiates like Oxycontin and fentanyl and Percocet. I mean, there was a fountain. There was a spigot, you know? There was a lot of hard times that Joe went through, especially when his career, football career, came to an end. So she asked me, why do you want to do this? Because it's a difficult season in her life, obviously. And I said, to show the power of God. And that is why I want to do this and why the God's put it on my heart. So I'm certainly open to it. I think God would sort of have to put that on my heart. When you finish a long journey and you get to that somewhat of a finish line, you're just happy that you accomplished what you set out to do. But I certainly love stories like this and would absolutely be open to telling more like it.
That's really cool to be able to tell someone else's story that's not your own and to share it. And in such a short period of time, just 7, I'm like, wow, that's it. For me, I'm like, what's next? I want to hear more what he's doing now, like a weekly update. But I know that's probably really difficult to do. But it's really cool. What a blessing that you're giving to people a portion of Joe's life and sharing.
Yeah, and you know, speaking of the weekly, I still talk to Big Joe all the time, and I am in contact with his family every once in a while. And he certainly continues to progress in his ministry and in the way that he's affecting people's lives. So, I mean, right now it's the 7th episode. I guess you could call the 7th episode the finale. But who knows what the Lord will do in the future as to bonus episodes or things, updates on Joe and things of that nature. Okay. But first thing was first, and kind of telling the story of this very important time in Joe's life, this very important season when Jesus really pulled him out of this difficult time that he was in, when he decided to surrender, when he finally realized he couldn't do it himself, he needed that help from the Lord. So who knows what the future will hold, but right now I'm just happy that I got to the finish line and was able to tell this story.
Yeah. How receptive was Joe to you sharing his story with the world?
Yeah, it took a lot of courage for Joe to do this, because I think a lot of times when people get saved or within Christianity, and even in myself, the things that you used to do once you become a Christian, you kind of look back and you're glad you don't do those things anymore. There's a little bit of shame when you come to the Lord of, hey, those sins that I was used to be doing, I regret them, or I'd rather not talk about them. And so I think every Christian has that, but not every Christian has the courage to really tell the truth, which in my opinion, when you tell the truth about those difficult times and even some of the things that you did that you're not proud of, it just more glorifies the power of the Lord for being able to bring you where you are. And Joe had the courage to do that. And I'm very grateful for that. And I hope that people that hear the story, you know, appreciate that courage that took. So I'm sure that there was nerves on his end about what it would wind up looking like, because there were some dark seasons in his life and he was willing to share those. And I'm grateful that he did. And I think people that are listening to it are grateful as well.
Oh, yeah, I bet they definitely will be. So I want to get into your story. What's your faith walk like, and what basically led you to doing all of what you're doing now with promoting other stories and sharing testimonies?
Yeah, I guess it was just a progression. There's a metaphor in the story of Jesus and Big Joe where Brenda, Joe's mom, brings in a quilt that his grandmother knit for him when he was a child. And she uses that quilt as a metaphor for Joe's life, that all those tumbling blocks is the pattern that the quilt is. They all come together to form the quilt of his life, if you will.
Yeah. And
I think it was a progression. It wasn't like this aha moment where I saw Joe and heard about it and wanted to do this. It was more that I felt the Lord working by the relationship that we were always sort of around each other, but never close. And then one of the characters in the story, Steve, who brings Joe to his first Bible study, he's actually my brother.
Okay.
So I came to know a lot more about how the Lord was working in Joe's life that way. And eventually I just felt the Lord said he wanted this story to be told for his glory. And I was obedient to that. And a lot of people obviously contributed to Joe's story. So it was a progression of things, I would say, that got me into it. It was a 5-year journey after I decided to do it that seemed long at times. And at times it was really a lesson in the Lord's timing that I wasn't in control. And the release of it seems very timely, because one of the main themes, as we talked about before, was that God works through our suffering. Mm-hmm. And we can always have faith that he's there no matter what we're going through. And for this to be released now, when a lot of people are having a lot of rough times and a lot of challenges in their life, I hope it brings them hope and puts things in perspective because of the things that Joe went through and the Lord was able to deliver him from.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it has been a very difficult time, and it's like this extended length of difficulty. And so when things are hard for a long time, it is really difficult to have hope. But if you have Jesus, you can kind of see there is this light at the end of the tunnel, that he's going to be there and he will lift you out of this. This is not forever. So that's always a beautiful thing to remember.
Yeah, the last episode, actually, each episode starts with a Bible verse that sort of applies to the story that gets told in that episode. Mm-hmm. But the last episode, 7, starts with John chapter 1, verses 4 through 5. And the associate producer, Morris Chestnut, actually reads each of the verses to introduce each episode. But this one says, "In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." So there's a lot of biblical talk about Jesus being that light. And yeah. Joe was in a very dark place, and Jesus shined the light down there and brought him out. So
for each episode, you have a verse that opens. How did you guys pick which verse to do for each episode?
As I was piecing the material together, and it started out a lot thicker than it wound up being with the 7 episodes, but I tried to trim away anything that wasn't absolutely necessary to keep the story moving. I looked at the material that was in each episode, and I wanted to see how the Lord kind of worked through that portion. And then I would research scripture and see some verses that would apply to the actions that were taken in those episodes, and kind of narrowed it down and then decided on a final one for each episode before we recorded.
Okay. Very cool. And so what is your story? How did you become a Christian? What led you to making Jesus your Lord and Savior?
Yeah, it was really a progression for me. I know some people have that sort of light bulb moment. For me, it was interesting. I didn't know the Lord very well in college. I mean, I was raised Catholic and kind of stopped practicing, if you will, and stopped focusing on God and this in the Bible and scripture. And then I wound up at Pepperdine University, which I didn't even know it at the time when I went there. It's Church of Christ. So part of their curriculum is studying the Bible, New Testament, Old Testament, and then sort of a modern application of it. So being back in a classroom setting where you actually take the Bible out and you start studying it it really opened my eyes at an older age too, at a more mature age, where I started being more curious about and being drawn much more to the Word of God and to the Bible. And then the Lord just kept working on my heart after that. I mean, I certainly was a different person at that time than I am today, but he just kept working on my heart. I started going to church on and off and started looking for the right church that was accurate with the scripture. And really just now I read the Bible daily and I'm in it and the Lord works on my heart. I feel him, you know, when you're close to the Lord, you can feel him talking to you and telling you to do things, the Holy Spirit. So obviously I'm still growing. It's always the progression. I'm far from perfect, but yeah, Jesus is my Savior and baptized Christian. And I just am proud to be able to bring this story to people in these times, because I feel like it can inspire people. And I wish there were more of them myself.
Yeah. And I was talking to a friend the other day, stories like this. If you heard more of those stories in our media, saw that more daily, I feel like there'd be so much less fear and worry that people have and anxiety, especially now, if we were hearing good things like this instead of all that's going wrong, you know, like all the darkness that's happening.
Yeah, that's really an amazing insight. I think it's very true. The Lord taught me a lesson recently too, even as I was writing this in a very tumultuous time in our history or as a country, which was, as a Christian, you got to make sure you're putting your faith in the Lord and not in any person, not in any politician, not in anything that is not the Lord. You know, I wish there were more stories like this, like you said, in the media, because some things you can't control, but you can control your relationship with the Lord and how you approach him daily. Are you reading the news and doing the social media stuff, or are you in the scripture trying to be close to God? And of course, I'm doing the first stuff too much myself, but then I try to catch it and put it back, prioritize things, if you will. And it's always, like I said, I fall short all the time, daily. Here. But I just learned that lesson, though. I felt like God taught me, you need to put your focus on me. Get your eyes back on me, not on the TV, not on what the news is saying. Come to me every day. And I've been happier ever since then. So
same here, because that same thing, because you can really get sucked into all the things that are going on in negativity, especially when the election stuff was happening. And if you watch that constantly and with all the COVID stuff, you're like, the world is ending. There is no hope. And I remember finally it got to me and the Lord was like, keep your eyes on me. If your eyes are on me the whole entire time, this stuff, it won't matter, because you know that I'm in control, basically. He's like, if you're having fear, you're having faith in something, but it's not in me. I was like, oh, that's true. And so I just remember doing all this time, okay, I'm not ignoring all the bad that's around me, but I know that Jesus is in control. And that just kind of helps keep me centered as well. So like you said, I fall short too. Like, you can really get wrapped up into what's going on around you. But if I, yeah. Man. So what are your hopes and goals for Jesus and Big Joe? Where do you see this going?
Wow. I wish I knew the answer to that. You know, I don't right now. I've had some amazing people be involved in the project. The associate producer, Morris Chestnut, came on board and he did a spectacular job. He's a really artistically intuitive guy. Really experienced guy, very kind person. I was blessed that he got involved in the project, and he's brought a lot to it. As far as what the future holds, don't think that I know the answer to that. I'm open to anything, any doors that God opens to me. But what he had put on my heart was to tell this testimony and share it with the world for his glory. That's what I wanted to do. I do want to get it out there. I do want people to hear it because I think it's powerful. And it glorifies God. But as far as the next steps for it, I don't really know. I mean, Joe's story is incredible. I think Joe can minister to people in a way that a lot of people can't because of what he's experienced in his life. So if it opens even doors for him to be able to minister to people, which is what he's trained to do as far as being a trained pastor and graduating from Bible college, he's very gifted in that. Even if it opens the door for him, the Bible says that the body of the church is the body of Christ, and everybody has different roles to play. And if mine is just to open the door to help Joe do what he's been trained to do and minister to people and expand his reach, then I'm happy with that. I never undertook this because I was looking to be a famous person or anything like that. It was, hey, if it continues to go and grow and become something else, that would be amazing. I would certainly love to be a part of it. But if not, I'm content that I obeyed what God had put on my heart to do. So I don't know what the future holds, but I know that this testimony and all of our testimonies are powerful. So
that is right. And then so another question I have for you is, when did you decide that you were brave?
Oh, boy, that's a good question. I think I still struggle with that, with courage at times and going through challenges in dark seasons like what Joe went through. And I always just kind of turn to prayer. That always has got me through those times. So I'm not sure if I ever decided I was brave. I always go to the Lord, and he has gotten me through those difficult times, and he's made me brave at times and through a lot of challenges in my life, whether it was business or personal or health or any of those things, health of family members. Whenever I need that courage, I just go to prayer, and he always makes me a little braver than I was the day before.
All right. I love that. Where can people find the podcast and find out any more information about Big Joe?
So you can follow Jesus and Big Joe on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Jesus and Big Joe, all the words spelled out, at Jesus and Big Joe. And the podcast is available on all the major podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and many other platforms as well.
Okay. And when was its first release date?
It was released on January 21st. The first four episodes were dropped.
All right. Well, Kyle, thank you so much for coming on and sharing this podcast. And I'm excited to share with other people, too, and kind of get Joe's story out there.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I really enjoyed it. And best of luck with your next episodes as well.
Okay, thank you so much. And I will let you know when this drops, and I will put all the information in the show notes and send it over to you beforehand so you can let Joe know and whoever else know and promote it as much as you like.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
All right. Thank you so much for this like impromptu interview.
No problem. It was a pleasure, Alexis.
All right. Thank you, Kyle.
All right. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
Bye. Hey guys, thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And then after listening to this podcast, I hope you go and listen to Jesus and Big Joe. Great show. It's 7 episodes. It makes you want to know more about Big Joe's life, and definitely go and listen to this podcast. You're going to love it. All right, my 3 asks. First ask is share. If you heard something today that you absolutely loved and think it could benefit another person, go ahead and share this podcast with a friend. Secondly, ratings. Ratings is something I love. It helps me know what I'm doing well, what I need to work on, and it also helps people find the show. I appreciate so much that you guys who listen and give your ratings. They mean a lot to me, and they help me so much. The text messages, the email messages I get about the show, love them. I read them all. Thank you so much for them. And then finally, subscribe. Now my website is still dead. Hopefully I will have it up and running by the end of May. And if you've ever worked with WordPress and you're kind of technically impaired like I am, WordPress is a challenge, but I have friends helping me out. So I'm hoping my website will be up and running so you can subscribe to the email list there where you get the episode a day early and find out all cool things that are going on with the Brave podcast. But until then, you can just email me. My email address is apeachandcallie@gmail.com. Email me there. I'll add you to the email list and send out a newsletter for you. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.